welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things.
Sometimes rock climbing.
Well, you didn't let me do it this week.
Every now and then music, too.
Music.
Never music.
I thought I was replacing you.
Talk about weightlifting sometimes.
Never weightlifting.
The physics of weights.
Yeah.
They're heavy.
Of weight being lifted.
Pick them up, you put them down.
Yeah. Well, they put themselves down.
You know that flat earthers don't believe in gravity?
Well, it would be hard to have gravity on a flat earth. It wouldn't be impossible, just difficult.
No, it would be impossible.
Yeah. Why?
Because physics of gravity pulls things to the center, which creates a ball.
But you end up just having density of underneath your little flat earth, so which means your earth is thick, which means...
But in order for density to be a factor, you have to have gravity.
You can't have infinitesimally, I said it, small or thin crust that's extended.
Yeah, or you need a giant turtle to center the gravity on this world underneath it.
A lot of the flat earthers actually believe that, like, we've got a circle of ice in the middle of the earth, and then on the outside, it's just a big wall of ice, kind of like Game of Thrones or something like that, but it's just all the way around. And so we got our South Pole and our North Pole, and when they go to the, I don't know which one they consider to be the big one, but instead of going in a straight line, they curve backwards. They always, like, they trek backwards, so they're like, we went through the South Pole. No, you didn't. You just made a curve.
Have you guys met any real flat earthers today?
I've talked to them on Facebook.
I've argued with them online, but no, I've never really met them.
They haven't been ridiculed into
No, they're
shame,
actually
at least.
Coming back.
Yeah.
Man.
So you guys keep saying this, and I've never met a flat earther.
That's because you don't spend enough time online, Bill.
Dude, really?
You've known one pretty well for a while now because I'm converted.
You're converted?
Yeah, I am.
Do you know one?
I am one.
You are one?
Yeah, Terry Pratchett has me convinced. He says that his work is fictional, but I do think that we are, in fact, a flat disc.
On a giant turtle. It's all a conspiracy.
Top elephants.
And don't forget the hollow earth. It's flat, hollow earth.
The astronauts went out and saw the giant turtle, and then they're like, the world can't know. Tell them it's round.
The astronauts are fake. The moon landing was fake.
Well, astronauts exist because there's a space. It's just
go up in an airplane and they hang out up there for a little bit and then they come back down.
No, there's a space. What else would the turtle swim in?
No, there's no space.
True.
There's a space.
No, it's the firmament. It's water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I declare it space. There's a sun and everything.
Wait, I thought the firmament fell down.
No. He divided the firmament.
Oh.
And there's water above and water below.
And light travels at the speed of sound. And so when the sun is setting, it looks like it's afternoon to us. So
well, the sun is actually only a few thousand miles away. It's not like millions.
It's pretty close.
It's the same size as the moon. If it wasn't...
The sun itself is a tachyon. Travels faster than light.
How do you describe, like, lava or, like, volcanoes? Like, anything that kind of erupts that way?
I wouldn't describe them.
Like...
They just happen.
So, I have a question. I have a legitimate question for Bill. Bill?
Subject change.
Ted.
Who's on the podcast this week?
Ted.
Hi, that's me.
Yeah. And Anna?
Hi, I'm here.
And that dude... Mike?
No, I'm not here.
Oh.
I thought he wasn't part of this podcast.
And the flat earther.
It's been so long.
I just came back this one last time to tell you I quit.
Oh.
Great. That'll happen. Won't be the first. Probably won't be the last.
Yeah.
Jordan?
The scion of Terry Pratchett's true will.
That's right. The flat earther. The disc world believer.
Right. Some people would say that I misappropriated his work for poor... for a poor cause, a cause that he may not, in fact, agree with. But I think he would very much agree with it because I don't view it as satirical material. I think that people, by saying it's satirical, that in itself is satirical.
So you don't believe in satire? Because I have a modest proposal for you.
No, I believe in satire. I'm just saying that the satire is him calling Discworld a satire.
Wait, are you going to sell him your kid or what?
She's kind of big.
That
she just
means
graduated.
A lot of stew.
Yeah. Oh man, you could eat that for a while. Yeah.
Hmm? Does she make shoes?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I mean, her skin would be good for making shoes.
Oh, Yeah, probably.
Well, you have to use all parts of the baby. Yep. That's kind of required.
I think it makes some good leather out of that. Probably. I don't know. I've never made leather, so I'm not sure.
Right.
Well, are you Irish?
I don't know. I'm American.
Oh. Right. You can't sell your kid, sorry.
Yeah.
It was only the Irish.
Well, there's the potato thing. Like, we eat potatoes. They ate
that's
potatoes.
That's not purely Irish. That's just...
Well, it's a commonality. There's the Venn overlap there.
with potatoes. Yeah.
I heard the onlyest slur against Idaho people the other day that I thought it was pretty funny. I was called a potato peasant.
Potato that peasant. Is,
yeah, I thought that was pretty great. It's the onlyest Idaho slur I've ever heard.
Onlyest?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means that's the only one I've ever heard, so it's the onlyest. It is the most. Yeah, it has the most quality of being
the
only,
only
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say the best, but I've only heard the one, so I can't... I mean, it is the best, but it's also the worst, so that really doesn't say anything. So I figured
peasant.
If I wasn't going to say anything, like, in my...
Oh man!
You tell him it's not insulting at all.
I thought it was hilarious. I was just laughing.
You know how good it is. It's the name of the podcast now.
The potato peasant. Like, bow down.
There has to be some potato aristocrats around here. Mm-hmm.
They're Irish people.
That's right.
they're the farmers.
The farmers. They are the aristocrats of Ireland.
They own all the potatoes.
They're the vodka breweries.
No. The farmers still own more than they do because they give them. What they want.
Sell them.
Yeah, but that makes them the peasants because they work to sell them.
Not the... if they're selling it. If they're giving it, that's a different thing.
Well,
they'd still be the aristocrats, because, the people actually working the fields.
That's right.
The farmers hardly ever work. I mean, they might
that's
work
what the
their
technology
fields.
Machines
they got like,
work the
people
fields.
To work the fields for
well,
them.
They
time.
Do both.
Depends
they work
the
fields, own the fields, and so they kind of.
It depends on the farm.
That's what the machines do.
I guess that depends on
the farmer doesn't work the field. He's not a farmer.
It depends on your definition.
Yeah, he owns the farm. He's still a farmer.
Yeah, he's not a farmer. He's a landowner then.
No,
he's both.
He's a landowner of a farm.
Yeah.
It's like the manufacturing company.
No, he is a landowner, and then there are farmers that use his land.
No.
No, if it's his land,
yeah, he gets to be.
If it's his land and he's buying the seed and buying the
tractors, dedicated as a farmer,
paying the people, but he never actually works the land.
It's a vertical merging of
product. That's
no, it's a vertical merging of stuff. So he has. They used to work independently. You have their landowner, and then you have the people slaving away, producing the commodities, and then you have the people who pay.
I'm so desperately trying to remember what the term was. Sharecroppers. That was it.
Those
sharecroppers.
No, they're not sharecroppers because they don't have to work in order to get their rent paid.
And they don't have to buy the seed.
A lot of them do. If you don't work, you don't live at the farm.
Why would they live at the farm? Yeah.
They have farmhouses for their farmhands.
Who?
They're not
farmers.
Sharecroppers. Sharecroppers were underpaid and it's just landowners
have
exploiting
their
situation.
Have you worked on a farm lately? That's what it is. You're underpaid. You live at the farm while you're working.
It's not
so there, you know there's still legal laws about minimum wage, right?
Yeah, but did you know that farmers are excluded from overtime? You can work 50,
not in
you
California.
Can work 100 hours a week. No, well, I'm in Idaho, but you can work 100 hours a week and you cannot get overtime as a farm worker.
Well, you can, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. There's no law saying that they can't pay them extra.
You get the nice farmer.
Yeah.
But you can't go in and require it either. Well, you can, you just won't get the job.
No. You can. You also can work somewhere else.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You won't get that job.
You get your woofing, too. They exploit people for free room and board.
True.
They don't have to pay you anything.
I had this experience woofing. It's, you travel anywhere.
You can even do it in this country.
I
printed it in Utah.
Yeah, that's where you put shingles on a woof.
Yeah.
No, I had my woofing experience. I went to Israel, and I woofed there. And, yeah. There were a bunch of Thai slaves.
Do you think I'm calling BS on this?
No.
Like, it looks like you're telling a joke.
Talk into the
it's
microphone.
It's not a joke.
It looks like you're telling a joke, but nobody else can see that but us.
Because it's
the
not
two
a
of
joke.
Them said it. They're right. Both collaborating.
My brother went, he did it in
but
Japan.
Yeah, Joden, they're really one person.
No, it's where you go to a farm, and then you get to live there for free, and you have to
there's
labor
there's an entire
for
website for it.
Yeah.
But it's WWOOF.
Yeah. And so
well, that's what you're
yeah.
I was woofing in Israel.
Farms. Oh, organic farms. That actually makes sense.
Yeah, see?
So organic.
The U.S. Yeah. one.
So it's the hippies exploiting all of the workers, too. They love it.
And darn those hippies.
We were.
Hey, they're hiring ambassadors, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're forced to work 50-hour weeks, and...
All they do is feed you, so yeah, you're a slave.
They fed us very poorly, too.
I could go be
well, at least their food was non-GMO and organic.
Yep. Yeah, I don't care. Because I'm not against GMOs. GMOs are awesome.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So, but there were Thai slaves who are exploited even more than us because they had to work like 90-hour weeks.
Well, it's hard to exploit an American because, I mean, we're lazy and we expect to be treated properly. And
no, you just sucker punch them with, remember when you thought it was just 30 hours work and now you kind of depend on us because you... made arrangements of staying for a while here.
Yeah. So this sounds like instead of spending money to get to Europe and do the European tour, you just, you know, you can travel across the country to
do
this.
You work on farms. Yeah.
There's even Hawaii and Alaska and Puerto Rico. I mean,
Going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
All these. Well, you should be able to unless they work you 50 hours a week and it's inside a compound that's way away from everything.
Yeah, because my friend only had to do 25 hours a week, so he was done by like one or two. Or sometimes sooner in the day, and then they just did drugs in the desert, and it sounded like a good summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
What have I been doing with my life?
So what you do is you get them to fly you there, so you don't have to pay for one plane ticket. You stay for like a week, and then you quit, and then you just pay for your way back.
That's why they don't pay
That sounds like all the door-to-door people that knock on my door selling me magazines and cologne and vacuums.
Be careful about talking in front of them, because they will blackmail you. Into buying magazines if you talk about doing illegal things.
Like when you say, don't mention to anyone.
Have you ever seen Office Space? Have you seen Office Space?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's been quite a while.
Yeah. He talks about how he stole money from a company. He's like, well, yeah, if you buy all these magazines, I'll forget what you said. Because obviously you're rich.
They thought he was, like, he said that he was hooked on crack and... like he was trying to get off of it and buy magazines from him so that he can not be on crack anymore. And they're like, oh, do you know any crack dealers? We need to figure out how to launder money because we just got a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And so he's like answering all these questions, and then it becomes apparent that yeah, he doesn't know anything about it. But then he's like, so I won't tell if you guys buy a bunch of magazines. So
yeah.
Good day. Sounds like that fun movie.
You guys think that's funny? You should watch Silicon Valley.
How did we ever get there from Flatter?
Same creed.
There's an entire path. Actually, I'm going to bring it right back on track and say, we also have somebody called Joe. Oh,
wait, what? We're still introductions?
Yeah, you're still.
Yeah, this
still
is the record for the longest time into it.
Hi, Joe.
He is the second part of Joden.
I'm not a flat earther. You should do your part in ridicule and torment flat earthers.
Or don't, because you're right.
Just send tweets to B.O.B.
To B.O.B.?
Yeah, he's like a famous, I think he's a rapper or something, and he's a flat earther.
Yeah.
He had an argument with Degrassi.
Because that shows the world's not as cruel as people say it is, because these people are allowed to walk around
Degrassi
and
Tyson?
Openly state they believe
it's
that.
It's not the same thing as Degrassi.
Well, I've never actually...
He argued with the show.
So I've never actually heard anybody like, I'm a flat earth, or just walk around town. But online, they
Jordan,
do stuff. Well,
your challenge.
Okay, that we weren't, that we weren't confident.
Okay.
So should we finish off this introduction list with Bill?
Hey!
Yeah, hey Bill.
You thought it was long in the first place. It got longer.
Well, that's our time. Thanks for joining us.
Almost at the 20-minute mark.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
We took an episode of South Park to get that introduction done.
I know.
They'd be like in the "This is what I learned" part of the episode by now.
The more you know.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe. So He-Man's on Netflix.
That was a horrible segue. Hey,
it's an 80s cartoon. The more you know at the end. Don't go watch it.
That was just like a painful segue.
No, I've done more painful.
I know you have.
If you want your childhood intact, don't watch He-Man.
No? Ghostbusters holds up. He-Man and She-Ra, they have them both? No. Though I did find out that he has fabulous powers. Literally his words.
Do you think He-Man's gay?
He has fabulous powers.
Pretty
so,
like fabulous yeah. powers.
He says the sword gives him fabulous powers.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's pretty gay then.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I know.
Do you think that there's something pretty gay about it?
I am proud that there's a gay superhero finally.
I know.
Besides the ambiguously 80s. Gay duo.
Yeah.
He's not finally. He's been.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he finally came out of the closet. Like,
what do you mean?
Right at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah, at the beginning of the episode. He says, I get fabulous powers.
I don't remember He-Man when I was growing up. I'm sure I watched it.
Oh, no. I just go back, watch the intro, and then you're good. Or go to YouTube, watch the intro.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good enough.
Yeah. Do you think when they do the inevitable second live-action adaptation of He-Man,
it's gonna be awesome.
They're going to have him make out with the dude?
Fourth adaptation, reboot.
Live action.
Oh,
there's only been the one live action that I'm aware of.
Yes,
and for some reason, this always bugged me. They made him, or they made them all vegetarians.
Yeah,
and that was so weird. Why they like
because
that choice was just odd.
They're enlightened.
You know what's weird is none of the people on Captain Planet were vegetarians.
I don't even think Captain Planet himself was.
I don't think they'd ever stated, but I'm assuming that they weren't.
I think that South American boy kind of seemed a little vegetarian, if you know what I mean.
Nah. He had a monkey. Are you kidding? That was his backup plan in case they were
All right. Well, let's talk about the stuff that happened. How about that?
What is going on?
We can get into technology. E3 happened.
Boo.
Why? Because you don't play video games?
I don't play video games.
Oh. Well, it sucks to be you.
Boring. Actually, I do play video games. What was that one called? The
Magikarp game on the Android? Get it.
Get it, everybody. Get it.
It's so much fun.
With lovely friends or whatever that stupid one was that we played. That we
lovely,
about,
lovely friends.
That we talked
love
about like four
in a
or five weeks
universe.
Ago.
Or say that again?
The one we've just played.
Lovers?
In Lovers in a friendly universe?
I forgot.
What the heck?
You said
that's okay.
We've been playing it a lot.
Go back and listen to the podcast 5 weeks ago. It's on there.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
I noticed you've been looking up the trophy guide.
I have a few, and they're really hard to get. Unlike the speedrunner one.
Bill is very proud of his trophies on there.
It's hard. You got to have four people playing in unison.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to have four people playing.
Yeah.
Two people? You can get like a level. Four, you can get quite a few more levels.
So, Bill, what happened at E3?
Well, Bethesda ended up talking about all their new games, and they coming out with VR Doom and VR Fallout.
Is Doom still going to be in, like, the 164-bit or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite 8-bit, but it wasn't, like...
Doom.
Yeah, Doom.
What does that even mean anymore?
But Doom was as high as 4K is up there.
What?
I think it
he's talking about like consoles that, you know, is like 8, the Nintendo
no,
was
the
8-bit.
One.
And
they're
then
like the original Doom.
But
the original Doom was
what
old.
That doesn't mean anything on a computer. I mean, it runs on a 64-bit operating system, but I
that's not
like,
what I meant. You know
like, I know, but I don't know what you meant. Is the point?
Is it
we're
still
going to
have the graphics of Doom 1? Like,
aha! Uh-huh.
That was the one that was.
Okay,
played.
We haven't had graphics of Doom 1 since Doom 3.
But games have still come out with like.
No, so like the Minecraft and stuff where it's really blocky and stuff. That's totally different, and there's different reasons for that. And yeah, they would. I don't
even the reboots of like Mario, not the like. New version, but the NES versions of Mario that have come back out are still in 8-bit.
Okay. Doom has gone past that. Doom is high-end quality now.
I told you I don't play video games.
Oh my gosh.
I can tell. You haven't played video games since back in the day.
The 90s.
Since 1992.
Yeah, I know.
So there's these games that are called FPS, first-person shooters. They're more advanced. They
that
don't look
Doom out. 1, I'm telling you.
And then there's RPGs, you know, role-playing games.
Role-playing games.
You can play them on your computer. You don't have to throw dice anymore and write them down on your paper.
This Pokemon game is technically a role-playing game.
It is.
It's a role. I play a role in it. Yeah, it's an RPG. I catch the Magikarp, and then I make him jump. I don't do anything.
Right. It also,
it's totally an RPG.
A new Wolfenstein. That one looks really good,
you
too.
You forgot MMORPGs.
It's not an MMORPG.
I know, but he forgot the category. Like, he left it out completely.
I was coming back to it. I was still on.
Settle down, Beavis. Holy cow.
All right, here. Ready for your MMORPG?
Sure.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Hey, I do have that one. I haven't played it in like 6 months, but I have it.
I'm thinking about getting the new expansion, Morrowind.
I don't know. No, I don't have Morrowind.
Because it just came out.
Yeah, I know.
But are they still connecting the universes? No one got slapped.
Okay,
that
was not...
Is that person a flat earther too?
Okay, so that... they did not talk about that. And actually, I think
I
there was a probably because of all the hate for it, or they just
didn't
want to.
Because that's when you have the board meeting and you're like, sorry, you're out of the company because you're an idiot.
Well, no, but they still put various things from each universe into the other.
I heard they are linking them still, and
see?
That
it doesn't
Scrolls
matter if they're doing
the last
it.
One in the series.
Okay, but you just said the new Mario is 8-bit, so everything you say.
I didn't say the new Mario.
No,
he said
they come out.
The NES reboot is still 8-bit,
but it's not.
The NES.
Oh my face. See,
hey.
No, that's fine.
No,
that's fine. Everything you say
not
is suspect.
Run on an 8-bit operating system, or it's the design. It's called 8-bit.
Okay. Do you know Minecraft?
Yes.
That's not an 8-bit. That's in 4K.
I understand that. The design. Like, if you see the tie that is all blocky, that is called an 8-bit tie. You can look it up. It's actually called an 8-bit tie. Because that was the design style. Like, it was... I don't know if it was just because that's what it ran on or what, but... Quit giving me crap for it.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, my space
okay.
girl.
At any rate, the same world thing is a terrible, terrible
Why?
Terrible
why
idea.
Is it a terrible idea?
Because
why
idea.
Do you need to do it?
It's unnecessary. It's
gratuitous.
It's totally
redundant.
It.
It's the dark universe. Of
Marvel
yeah.
started it.
Don't
nobody
worry.
Has to
no, that's
suit.
What it's talking about. It's totally redundant.
No. Marvel didn't start it. The other cartoon company did.
DC?
No, cartoon, not comic book.
Oh.
Cartoon
Network? Animation,
Anna Barbara?
You should be watching.
No, I forget. Pixar. Pixar already did it.
What do you mean?
Cameos and
no,
stuff
no, no, no.
Like
their universe is tied. They have a said that as so.
Who said that?
Pixar?
Where's Andy driving his car with a stupid face on the front of it? They hide those in Canada?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen Woody pop up in anything except Toy Story movies.
No.
Well, they just do their clever cameos and stuff like that.
That's not a universe, though. They're not connected.
They're totally universe.
What is the universe?
That means they all exist in the same world. Not if they just make
not
clever,
at the same
like,
time, but yes.
No, it's not like the rise of the cars and then they died off tragically
no,
and then
Bill,
people came
Bill,
back.
Bill, you're wrong, Bill.
Oh.
Bill, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I just have to be wrong.
Well,
it's
not
it is
obtrusively.
Not the same as Marvel with...
Yeah. No, cars is the future, not the previous.
Oh, yeah? I thought airplanes was the future.
No, that's the future.
It's not an obtrusive overlap because I sense that there will be an obtrusive overlap if they...
Oh, no, that's the multiverse. That's Earth 2.
Okay. Now, I didn't watch the airplane movie, but I think it was just in the same universe and just a different story about different characters in that same, even time frame.
No.
Airplane
no.
wasn't a...
I don't know.
A spinoff from Cars?
I thought it was.
I'm
pretty sure.
It looks just
the
same.
No, I think it is. Yeah, it's the same thing. I think it's, there's Cars. Because in the Cars movie, there were airplanes were also sentient. If you think about it too long, it doesn't really make any sense at all.
I don't remember there being an airplane in the movie.
In, like, the third one there was.
I didn't get that far in the series.
Yeah, it's apparent. There's a lot of ignorance going on over there.
Why
Whatever.
Did you watch the third one? You don't even
I like,
have a kid that's
so
that young.
So what? I like
Why
cartoons.
Not? I've watched quite a few of them, too. Did you? Have you seen Toy Story?
I did watch the first one.
It's really good.
You don't have a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the second one. I don't remember.
How have you not? They get better as they go along.
Yeah.
Toy Story?
Yes.
They're
yes.
really good.
Eh. Toy Story is pretty
And they
good,
get kind of dark, too. It's,
yeah.
It's
yeah,
pretty...
they do get dark.
How do you know? You haven't watched them.
Because the first and the second one were pretty dark. With the kid that's popping the heads off of Barbies and, like, putting spikes and stuff in them and blowing them up. And
the thing is I don't think it's that big of a deal because they don't die.
What do you mean they don't die?
Did you see the toys in that kid's house?
The ones that get melted die.
No, they came back.
They were wandering around.
They came back and they were...
They crawl out of the ashes.
They're just deformed.
The soundbox and stuff?
They're immortal.
Yeah.
So it is worse because they have to suffer
perpetuity
and slowly
decay. They don't get the sweet release of death.
Yeah.
The poor army men. One of them was all melted. Like one arm he could move.
Yeah. I learned two interesting things this week. Number one, they're still doing robot fighting. I didn't know that. I thought that stopped when the show stopped playing, but there's still like a robot fighting league. Oh. So that's kind of cool where you make your own robots and whatnot. But the second thing was this guy made a robot version of the Butterbot, like a big size from Rick and Morty, and fought it. shoots flames out of its hands and stuff. It was pretty cool. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I digressed for no good reason.
Nah, that's all right. Jordan, so you watched the PlayStation panel.
Some of it.
What did you learn from that?
God of War looks pretty awesome.
Okay. That's it?
It's pretty much it.
were they actually going to announce their PlayStation 5?
I have no idea. Actually, when I say some of it, I watch God of War.
Okay.
Are they continuing the story?
Well, it looks like they talked a lot about their 3D and their game setup, which they have over Xbox, because Xbox actually said, officially, the Xbox One X, their new console, they're basically Xbox Advanced, it will not support 3D.
Good.
Yeah.
3D is a gimmick and I hate it.
Actually, Horizon Dawn.
Is it not going to support VR?
No. But the Xbox will not support VR.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Not 3D, but VR. Xbox is not going to support VR. PlayStation is still pushing VR. There's the VR games coming out.
I think you need a different console if you're going to do VR, really, honestly.
Or a computer for it?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
But you need something specific to that. So.
I like Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls, so I'm looking forward to their new game.
Yeah?
Oh, look, another Spider-Man game.
They also are coming out with another Dragon Ball game. Xbox. That was part of Xbox's.
Have they ever made a good Dragon Ball game?
I didn't
ever
think so, but people were really excited. So obviously, where they keep making this game, people are buying it.
It's the Transformers phenomenon because everyone recognizes that Dragon Ball games are really, really
bad.
But
they're buying it, which means they're still going to keep on making it.
It's the Transformers phenomenon.
They're hoping it gets better.
It doesn't mean it's good, though. It just means people buy bad games, hoping that maybe this will be the one.
Well, behind us, there's a wall of things that Bill bought just because they said Batman, so...
I guess that happens. You know. I have been through Batman, through the good.
I'm not judging. I'm just making a point.
There was totally judgment in that.
Hey.
Actually, no, I shouldn't say Batman through the bad. Batman has never been bad.
What studio is doing the new Spider-Man game?
Insomniac.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the ones who did Infamous?
That was a fun game. Yeah. I liked that game.
They're the ones that did the night movie or the night game where you walk around at night because you can't sleep. Yep, that's exactly. So if you could see this, everybody looked at me like, you're a moron. Every single person turned and looked at me.
Then I got the joke, though.
Yeah, I'm glad.
No, that's when I looked at him like that, when I got the joke.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not Alex. Don't try to be Alex.
What?
You're not Alex. Don't try. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, he's but don't feel bad because he makes puns like with the talent of a Zen master.
He quit working with Bill and I, and we had a group chat where we'd all kind of just loose for a second.
Ted,
what?
Do you mean Bill and me?
No, I don't. And don't interrupt me for such trivial things in the future. So he was working with Bill and I. And
it's I and Bill. Get it right.
He was working with I and Bill.
You always put yourself first.
And we were in this group chat where we just kind of let loose and whatever. And it's been really boring since he left. And we were trying to figure out why. And then it occurred to us that we don't have Alex there anymore. So it was very sad.
I'm proud of Alex. Yeah. He broke away from the slave farm.
You just wish you were at the slave farm.
No way.
They made Ratchet and Clank and a bunch of other games.
Oh, I love that
Insomniac.
Game.
Insomniac. I say, that's Insomniac. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that game's popular.
Edge of
that's
Nowhere?
What you should say.
Yeah, they made popular games. Happens with that.
I think Anna likes the Ratchet and Clank series.
They've made, like, more pretty fun.
They are a lot of fun. So is Jack and Daxter. I think that was kind of along those lines.
That was in Insomniac, though. I think that was the Uncharted Naughty Dog.
Mm. Oh, wait, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog Studios, yeah. They do Last of Us.
What is the deal with the studio names? What is going on with
all the good ones are gone. You have to make up new ones, yeah. And then they become the good ones. Come on. You're making fun of the studio names. Wolfenstein and Doom, their company was id.
Mm. I think that's a good name.
Two letters.
Valve
which
is
was
still
bought
the tragic
out
one,
by
though.
Bethesda.
Yeah,
but it was probably just ID. Like, that was the name of the company?
No, it was
it's
id.
I know. But it probably started out originally as ID. Like, we're going to be ID. And everybody went, hey, you're id, right? You guys are id. And they're like...
Or I have an idea?
Yeah, we're id. Mm-hmm. That works.
But do you like id? Ted?
Yeah, I think it's a good name for
it
a company.
Is actually
I thought
like
it was really clever and everything.
Term, though, isn't it?
It is. It has to do with psychology. It's like the part of you that like controls you, like your subconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and they make these really scary games.
That
at least
makes sense to me.
Freud segmented it into the ego, the superego, and the id.
Yeah.
And the id's the one that's really in charge, and it's terrifying.
I learned that from Xenogears.
Xenogears.
Another horribly named company.
I know a ton of stuff that I never would have known because of video games. Uh-huh. Like, I can't think of any example right now, but...
I have learned so much stuff! Sorry, I got you a little loud there.
Linen comes from flax. How about that?
Okay.
Linen. Oh, you know, linen, like sheets and stuff? Yeah. It comes from the flax. The plant, the flax. Yeah. And you use that to make linen.
Oh.
I also learned that from Xenogears.
How did you learn that from?
I learned that from Final Fantasy XI because I was a flax picking fool. Because I like to make me some linen based products.
Hey, don't you remember that there was a smartphone game where you had to mix chemicals?
Yes, I did play that game.
Came out completely.
And it did not meet reality at all.
What do you mean? You made oxygen and water.
You mixed like rock and air and water. It was not oxygen or anything like that.
And fire. You had earth, air, wind, and fire.
Yeah.
And heart.
And you made Captain Planet.
And we're back
heart
to Captain
was just
Planet.
To keep playing the game for some reason.
And the expansions that came out. All right. Well, we'll switch things up. How about this? Skyrim is coming out on the Switch.
That'll be fun. That's not
new
news.
Nintendo never had any Bethesda games.
I thought we'd known that for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was officially announced.
I would be excited, but I've already played the superior version and Breath of the Wild. Because I played Skyrim. I played about 150 hours of that, but I can't go back to that after Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be really good. Maybe.
Unless they do something like they make Breath of the Wild, I don't see it being that good.
Hey, you could always switch out your characters for Zelda characters.
Are they going to be passive-aggressive towards this Japanese console, too? Because remember, on the PlayStation, Bethesda decides when you're done. I just play Skyrim, and then it's like, yeah, you've had enough. Let's corrupt the entire file. And that's every Bethesda game ever.
So it should run faster. It'll probably be quite a bit better.
They still could program it to just say, it's their passive of like, screw you, Japan. Because every Bethesda game on the PlayStation, it just says, you've had enough, Joe.
No,
let's just not work anymore.
No, they like Nintendo because Nintendo's the fun console, but they hate, PlayStation.
But that never happened on Bill's PlayStation.
I know.
So I don't own a PlayStation.
He never had his PlayStation.
That's why my Xbox is amazing.
Well, if Bill had a PlayStation, that never
would
have happened to him.
So that didn't happen on the Xbox version that I had. But what would happen is you'd get your skill for the bow up and nothing else. And then all of a sudden you'd stop being able to draw the bow back. And so all your arrows would just go like 3 inches in front of you.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And then, all the monsters were really powerful because you had a really good bow skill and were leveled up pretty well. But you didn't have any attack spells at that time. You couldn't use magic against them. It was horrible. You just sneak past them.
It was probably all that practicing with the bow. His arm wore out. You just couldn't pull it back anymore.
That's exactly what happened.
So we have Dishonored 2 was announced. Wolfenstein 2, which they announced right at the end of Bethesda. They're like, and thanks for everyone sticking around.
Wait,
we're throwing this up on the board right
Dishonored
now.
Dishonored 2 announced as a port? Because I believe it's already been released.
No, on September 15th, they're called Death
a
of
new a... bit of standalone content.
Okay, yeah, standalone content, you're right.
Good old DLC.
Yeah. And always.
Everybody loves DLC. Because then you don't have to do it right the first time.
I did watch EA's. I had watched it afterwards. So this two-hour, you know, conference ended up taking me like 15 minutes because it was sports ball, sports ball, sports ball. Let's see. There was one good game I saw, Way Out, which looked really cool. You had to play split screen. This game is split screen, period. No question to it. If and or but, play by yourself, which you technically can't do because... You play with two people on the couch on the same TV, or you play with you on the couch and your friend online,
or some random
person. some random person, and you see what they see. So because you have to react with certain things they're doing and vice versa. So this is a permanent split screen game. So you want the big screen TV on these.
Okay.
But it's so you're in prison, you break out, and you go do stuff. It actually kind of looks fun. Do stuff.
Isn't it titled No Way Out?
It might be called. I think Get Out might be something else. Oh, A Way Out. No, it's called titled A Way Out. Oh.
They're like, no way out of jail except for all the way
there. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Not Get Out. A Way Out.
Okay. Is that based off the TV show with the two brothers that like one of them gets sent to jail to break?
Do you mean
brother?
Jailbreak?
Yeah, sure, that one.
No.
I didn't watch that show either.
It's like one of the EA things I actually cared about.
I just know that it's called Jailbreak because that's really easy to remember.
Yeah. Like, it's like A Way Out that, you know, I keep screwing up the title. what was the other fun stuff?
I think No Way Out probably would have had a better title for that.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially if the challenge is breaking out of jail, like...
Well, once you have to work together to break out, and then there's still stuff to do outside.
Well, I hope so, because if the whole thing is just getting out, then you're done. It's like,
But it's really complicated. They have some great security guards.
I hate it when games have endings to them.
Well, I wonder if it's just like, because it'd be cool if that game allowed you to do not just the prison break, but stuff outside the prison. So, like, you have your short prison term, and you have to deal with the guard you don't like, and so you cleverly take down the guard's address, and then on the way out, you hunt down and burn down his house with the family in it.
This seemed very linear. It didn't seem as open map.
Wow.
So you ended up going down the journey story that they have you go.
It almost, what Jordan was describing just now, kind of sounded like rated R Animal Crossing.
Well, why don't they make games like that? That would be a great... People would like it. People would like it.
Because it's hard to make open... worlds
where you have like
it sounds like kind of like tasks, like when you have like Grand Theft Auto and you have to kind of do one mission at a time. So it sounds like kind of like set a setup for like all these missions that you want to do.
Yeah, there you go. You can have like a journal that is like people who wronged you in prison,
and
how to take revenge against them,
or you have to go meet up with the gang that you joined.
Yeah.
The outside.
Jordan, you've got some really good ideas. We'll start a game company. We'll do it in 8-bit.
8-bit violence, 8-bit.
8-bit 4K. All right, Xboxes. Xbox did something really interesting where they talked about, they had their main show, but then they talked about quite a bit of stuff for like the rest of E3, and they ended up bringing something in called Mixer, which is their online gaming, watch people play games. But if you watched it, any of the events live, any of the days that they were doing once, you got their replay stuff or their the replay games and a bunch of add-ons, a couple of games. So I just watched it once, and then within like hours, I ended up with my Xbox started populating, going like, "You have this. This is ready to install." And it was kind of an interesting idea. Obviously, they're trying to push Mixer, but with them, they also ended up announcing they're going backwards compatibility all the way to the original Xbox.
Is that why the guy in that picture looks like he's about to poop?
No, actually, that's a new game.
That's a new game?
That's a new game.
I thought they were like, look, you can play our original Xbox graphic games.
No, I forget what that one is. Minecraft is getting upgraded to 4K, so that wasn't a joke. That was serious. Your block pixels are going to be high quality.
They're going to be high quality still block, though.
They just added a world of color to that. It actually looks pretty good these days. I mean, it's still blocky and whatnot.
Sea of Thieves looks kind of fun. It's a little goofy game. You can launch yourself from the canyons of your pirate ship to places. You can swim down, pick up, like, treasure chests and all this stuff. Apparently, if you get a treasure chest that is crying and you bring it on your ship, it's a cursed chest, and you have to deal with the curse. But it seems like it might be an open world, so you can play, or not just open world, but also online open world option, so you can play with other players.
Why would you ever pick up a treasure chest that is crying?
Because maybe the curses are fun.
Yeah.
But that plus, it's sad and lonely.
I don't care.
It sounds actually kind of sounds fun.
More reason to leave it the hell there.
Correct. You've paid money for gameplay and you realize it's not fun just floating around doing nothing.
Yeah.
You find treasure chests that aren't crying.
And then you just collect.
No. What if I only collect cursed chests? Yeah, I like collecting the cursed.
And then I like goad people into stealing them from me.
Yeah. Crackdown 3 was announced. That's the one where you're like the super cop that jumps around from building top, taking down drug lords.
But really, like at the end spoiler alert, but at the end of Crackdown, it turns out that you just like broke in, you're like a cop that broke into the like cage where they kept the evidence and just smoked all the crack. Now you're just sitting there.
It was like, it was a game that what, Halo 2 or Halo 3. Was the beta on, so that's how they originally sold the first one, is tying it to that one. And it was kind of a fun game, but yeah, you were basically a super cop.
But is it like RoboCop, or is it more like Inspector Gadget?
Go up about 4 more levels in cop abilities. But less Inspector
Time
Gadget.
Time Cop.
Demolition Man?
No, he could literally jump from building top to building top.
Time Cop.
He could do the splits. He couldn't jump from building to building.
Was it? Oh no, the one.
Maybe the one. I could see.
Yeah, because he was a cop. No, it was Jet Li.
Yeah.
Yeah. That had the worst. He was picking up that motorcycle and hitting someone with it.
Assassin's Creed has an origin story now. Apparently, all the assassins originated in Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so they're coming out with this year's Assassin's Creed game.
My Saudi roommate loved Assassin's Creed.
I liked them, and then I got tired of them when they started coming out annually. I know. Like all sports ball games.
I actually played Assassin's Creed for a very short period of time on somebody else's account. Like, it was interesting. It was fun.
It starts out kind of fun, and then I think it tapers down in enjoyability after Brotherhood. Although, it picks up briefly with...
Number
Black
3
Black.
Is fun.
Too. Well, see, that's good.
It had the best story, yeah. I think, of them, but... And well, I liked 4 because I love my ships.
So I was the jerk in Halo or in whatever. If I could get up to like a nest or somewhere and just sniper people, I liked that. It was fun.
High camper.
Yeah. So
he's
that's,
campy.
That's why this game was fun for me anyway.
Yeah.
I'm really irritated that people complain about camping. It's called strategy, people. If you learn a strategy that works for you... Then do it. The people who are complaining about it need to shut up and learn how to counter your strategy.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
It happened all the way back to like Street Fighter.
Technically, that is how real war is done. You know, in real life, they camp, they sit, and they snipe.
Exactly. Have the opposing team going, "You German cheaters, killing all of
I
our
know."
People.
Ah.
Well, they do that, but
what's the other stuff? Okay. What I like about the Assassin's Creed is that was included in some of the gold because I have the gold account to get that. You know, every couple of months, every month you get like 4 free games. Xbox ended up going to the PlayStation style, and for an extra $10 a month, you can now play a bunch of old games.
I can do that for free, downloading it illegally off the internet.
But you can't play it on your Xbox. Oh, wait. You don't like Xbox, because you have to have an account. Which I found out, yes, that's very official.
They pissed me off.
But you have to have an account on a computer, too, to use it.
Okay, I pay for internet, right?
But
I pay for internet.
You create an account on your computer.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to. You don't have to have an online account.
Now, I'm not saying it's the same. No, you don't have to have an online account on your consoles either. You just have to have a local account to do your things.
No.
You can't do anything online now.
You can't do anything offline either, really, without the accounts. Upon installation of your computer, it goes,
he's technically right, which is the best kind of right.
But all right.
If you set up an account, a local account, can you go like Netflix or whatever if you have a...
Without paying.
Yeah, without paying extra.
Yes. You have to pay for your Netflix account.
Well,
but yeah, you can go to YouTube. Yes, you create a local account. You're not paying anything for it. You can still go to YouTube, Netflix, Hulu.
So I don't know.
They've opened up that. Like, before you...
Yeah, they opened that up like five years ago.
It's been a long time. Okay, but I'm still bitter about it.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about paying the online. I was just talking about creating a login account on your local console.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like you do on your computer. Trying to think, what are the other fun stuff that happened? I don't know. There was a lot of little things I enjoyed. I'm going to get me the Xbox One X, which used to be called Scorpio.
You'll have three Xboxes?
I'm going to...
Give me one of them?
Well, I tried to win a TV, but they didn't call my name. They were even giving away TVs on the while you watched.
So is this a new thing? Are they not going to make an official new Xbox and just keep upgrading the other
ones? They did say this was going to be the last one. They were going to pull the same thing with Windows and with Mac is doing with their OSs. That, you know, their mini upgrades aren't a full-on upgrades that you pay for, but...
You're still buying a brand new console, though.
Brand
new console prices.
Yes, but even though it has all this stuff, everything I can play on the Xbox One X, I can play on the Xbox One, but it does look better on the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I've been wanting this one for a while.
Wow.
You should go to, like, a pawn shop or somewhere and get, like, the original Xbox.
Oh, those things still run. Those things are like
I know,
NESs.
I still have mine, it runs.
But what you do is you get the original Xbox for really cheap, and then you auction it off between anybody who calls in to the podcast. You just auction off an Xbox. You don't have to tell them it's original.
Auction.
This sounds like...
Well, not auction, but like raffle.
I have found a flaw in your thing.
Okay.
No one ever calls into the podcast. Even though they could easily pick up their phone and call 1-801-896-4335 and talk to us or leave us a message or anything like that. No one ever does. There's the flaw. They could also email us. They could easily email us and tell us how much they hate Mike for saying 8-bit over and over again at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
Ted,
but they don't.
Can I say...
That you hate me.
they could probably follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Geeks Are Wired.
Are you on Twitter?
I don't even do that.
We're on Twitter.
You're on Twitter?
And we're on Reddit. We're not very active on Twitter or Reddit.
Twitter head.
But Instagram and Facebook are probably more Instagram even.
Yeah.
I'm active on Instagram. We're active on Instagram.
If you know what I mean.
I just created a Reddit account so that in 30 days I can create a subreddit.
Why not?
I don't know.
What's the other stuff that's been going on? Sad news happened after our recording last week.
What is the sad news?
Adam West.
Adam West passed away.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Batman passed away.
You know what I'm going to do?
Hmm.
I'm going to bash Adam West and his role as Batman.
You know, I can also mute you, like, right now.
Can I just say
that Adam West is not Batman? It was a character that he played?
No, that's like saying that, William Shatner isn't Kirk, or Leonard Nimoy isn't Spock. No, that's what they ended up them doing this character. They tried to get away from it, but they were massively identified as this character, so they couldn't do anything else.
Shatner is not Kirk. He's the Priceline guy.
Well, he spent many decades getting away from that.
Trying to be the Priceline guy. Remember me.
All I can say is that he lived up to his name, Shatner.
Oh.
But Adam West, I'm sure he is a great gentleman, scholar of life.
He was. He was a very nice, funny guy, great to work with. Everyone that's ever talked about him, great person to work with. He's the mayor of Quahog.
Yep. And so, terrific actor, so we can pin the Batman on the writers, the directors.
No. Hey, here's the other thing. You don't not pinning on him. Okay, like Christian Bale, I am Batman.
Good
Adam
Batman.
West. He didn't even have to say he was Batman. Everyone knew who he was. He just showed up and everyone said, Batman. And not plus, me. He signed my book and said, I'm Batman. So therefore, he's my Batman. And I grew up with him. He's the one who brought me into Batman.
Yeah, he's not my Batman.
Sorry, Bill.
I went back and watched a Batman episode, and this was a few years ago.
What, is he running around carrying the bomb?
Oh, no, that that's was the in the movie.
No, it was one of the original Adam West ones, but they
so
had
is the movie.
Everything labeled. Like the water was bat water.
Exactly. But that...
it was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke, and it was, you know, making fun of some of the stuff. But that Batman ended up bringing up some of the other stories and stuff. Like, the modern Batman, the Christian Bale, all this other stuff, the Dark Knight Rises, wouldn't have happened without that Batman.
I agree with that premise.
No, that Batman was so big for its time period. Comic books were on a low. Everybody started loving comic books. It started all these spin-off shows that were trying to mimic it. It went big for its first two seasons of, 35 episodes per
Wasn't
season.
Wasn't there, a Superman going on at the same time and a couple others?
No, because of the Batman is why Superman ended up starting to grow.
So all I can say is that people used to have really low standards for entertainment.
That is very
true. That is low standards for entertainment.
You, sir.
And then Batman came around.
No.
Because,
was when there was, five channels and they were only on a few times a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try watching shows during that time, including Batman. I'm sorry, Bill.
Yeah.
No, I'll admit, Batman is super campy and all that, but with it being the origin, and, that's what got me into it.
You can attribute a lot of good things to it, and especially the nostalgia factor plays an important role.
But it's not just even nostalgia. I will still go back and I will still watch that.
Oh man.
Yikes.
A little boy named Michael Bay was like, I can make entertainment like this.
Explosions. See, Batman was saved by, he even said, we had the chance to get rid of that bomb. He ran into a bar. He could have gotten rid of there. And Robin's like, why didn't you get her there? Well, even these men have bad times at times, and they could become great men one day.
No, I love Batman, and it was not because of Adam West at all. I remember liking Batman. My parents were like, did you know there's a TV show? And I was like, oh boy. And then I watched it. I was like, I don't want to watch this, Mom.
So was it the comic book, or what was it that actually
It was the
you?
Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What about you, Anna?
That was part of it, the Tim Burton movies. A little bit of the old show.
Animated series?
It was the animated series.
But yeah, the animated series and maybe a little bit of the comics that I read is what got me.
Yeah, I can get behind the animated series.
Yeah.
And definitely the Tim Burton movies. Those were first two. Well, the ones that he did do. Yeah, those were good.
The ones that did not put nipples on the costumes.
Yeah.
I can get behind.
Joel Schumacher.
Yeah.
My first experience with Batman was with Danny DeVito as Penguin in the movie.
Yeah, Batman Returns. Yeah.
That was the first one I remember watching.
And that's not as good as the first Tim Burton Batman, but it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
that the
it.
Little Joker? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson was an excellent Joker.
Yeah.
In fact, I was convinced that there's no way they could ever top the Nicholson Joker.
I don't know. Jim Carrey is, what's his name?
Riddler. But he wasn't supposed to be Riddler. It was actually supposed to be Robin Williams.
Edward Nygma.
It was supposed to be Robin Williams, but Robin Williams was so butthurt because he was used to get Jack Nicholson as the Joker. They went, hey, Robin Williams, do you want to be the Joker? And then as soon as he's like, that sounds great, they quickly went back to Jack Nicholson and said, we're going to have it run Robin Williams. He was like, and Jack Nicholson was like, fine, I'll do it. And because they used him, they really wanted him for Riddler, and he was like, I am never working with you, and I'm out.
I thought they got Jack Nicholson by making him the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
They had to go back to him. He turned it down initially, and they wanted it.
Well, and this because Tim Burton said that I refuse to be in this movie unless Jack Nicholson is the Joker, and so they not only paid him, I think it was I'm not sure
how
much.
That. Where did you hear that one from?
Just interviews that I've
This is from Kevin Smith's one of his
podcasts.
Okay, so
that's more reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smodcast.
No, it's not. It's like the Batman
one. Bill never heard about it. It probably never happened.
It never happened.
But he was, I think Jack Nicholson ended up getting paid $50 million for that role. I doubt it.
So, Bill, where do we watch all these movies? Is there any place in town where we can watch all these movies?
We can watch all these movies at our sponsor, AMC Finders 11.
They're a pretty good sponsor.
At 4355 Yellowstone Avenue.
They only play good movies there.
Yeah. That was a good movie. You shut your mouth.
What are you talking about? I watched Monster Truck there.
Yeah.
Actually, we...
They only play new movies there, I should say.
Yeah, I know. That's a better one.
And we watched...
Some of them are good, some of them
are not. We have a quick review, actually. The Mummy. The Mummy. Yeah. What did you guys think?
I loved it. Okay. Love is a strong word. I really enjoyed it. And I have such a strong reaction that way because people said it was so bad. And, like, it wasn't as bad as people said it was. And so it, like, made me like it more because I was surprised that it wasn't horrible. Hmm. Although, screw Tom Cruise.
Do you think it was better or you thought it was better because you went into low expectations?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can see that slightly. Anna?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of action and everything. It was a lot of fun to watch. I think it was really entertaining, and it did catch my attention, like, as I was just kind of watching it.
I was annoyed by some of the physics in it. Some of the physics. You gotta get...
Maybe next week we can spoil some more.
I don't think it's a spoiler to say that there was skeletons in chainmail swimming after Tom Cruise or whatever. Like... Very quickly, but they're skeletons, so they have no buoyancy to them at all. It just wasn't right. But it was a cool scene. If they would have been like lighter or something else coming after them,
or maybe walking like they do in the Pirates movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if they were walking across the bottom, yeah, because that would have made sense. But like it was like a slow chase scene that really, really worked in my opinion. I really liked it, but I was annoyed that they were swimming.
But if you're not going to suspend belief there, like, you can't even be happy that the skeletons are walking.
No. I'm okay with it. No, I'm okay with that. But the thing is that they weren't strong enough above the water to be able to swim in the water.
Yeah, they were, you know, it's even like the old Brendan Fraser mummy. These mummies are kind of weaker than, you know, the main characters, the main mummies and all this.
Right.
And the real people. So to say that you're kind of a low-end being, turn around, put them in water, and you can keep up with the main character
in
water?
And they were swimming. It's a feat of strength for them to swim the way that they were. They would have been extremely strong to be able to swim the way they were, considering that there was no buoyancy to them at all. So, and they were
because this was filmed on a flat Earth.
I hate you.
Wow. Okay.
See the movie, so Joe or Jordan?
No, actually, it's just the three of us. That's not.
Oh,
I refuse to watch that movie.
Yeah.
I did enjoy. They did bring in the Book of Death from the Brendan Fraser Mummy.
So is this an extension of, or is this a like a re?
This has nothing to do with it.
Oh. Yeah, they're launching their cinematic universe.
Yes, and I did not like that they tied in
Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde was tied in, it felt artificial and forced.
So which universe is it then?
Dark
it's
universe.
Their own. Yeah, they've got a little logo.
It's the monster
at the
universe.
It's the dark
universe.
Universe.
That's what they've named it. It's the dark universe.
Yeah, and they made reference to like the Swamp Thing and vampires of some sort.
And Frankenstein.
And
that's the big skull with the...
Oh, yeah,
did that. So. Because the next movie is supposed to be The Bride of Frankenstein. The Invisible Man. Bride of Frankenstein's in filming... Invisible Man is at least started filming with it. And they're not bad. This was not a bad movie.
They already did The Invisible Man.
But this one has Johnny Depp. So you get to look at not Johnny Depp being on screen.
Kevin Bacon was better.
Kevin Bacon's center of the universe. He can't do everything.
But he was The Invisible Man.
That's right, he was a Hollow Man.
So, what do you rate it?
How about you go first, Ted?
I give it like a B- C+. Like,
for
I mean,
movie you loved?
I pulled it back because I liked the action, I liked the scenes and stuff, but the plot was a little lacking and it felt really artificial. The trying to pull together all the other things and all the other like making a big story out of it like they're doing. They're just trying to compete with like Justice League and stuff like that, and I didn't think it worked. But like There were some really good scenes. Like it's actually in the trailer for it where they're in the plane and the plane's crashing and it's spinning around and the whole scene, like they're falling around the inside of the plane, like over and over again. He's trying to get this parachute on her and stuff. And like, I think they got that really well and they hit it. Like the physics felt real and it seemed pretty realistic. So I really enjoyed that. And some of the other fight scenes were really great.
I'm going to have to watch this movie now just to ruin the physics a little bit more for you.
Good luck.
I'd say maybe a B or a B+ in the movie, because like it was a really entertaining movie, and like I could see how it would be a good movie. It's just there were a few things that I had issues with just kind of throughout the movie, including like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I think that they could have done something differently as far as tying in if they want to actually do this universe thing, but. Besides that, I think that the action and everything was really good. I think it was actually, overall, it was a decent movie.
Yeah, if you're not hypercritical about plot and stuff like that, and you just want to watch a good action movie, I'd say it's a good movie to go see. But, you know, if plot makes a big difference to you, then you might want to skip it.
Yeah, it's introduction. So I gave it initially kind of like the A-. I've moved down to a B, a solid B. I did enjoy it. Yes, it felt like it needed just a little something, a little more to tie it together. It's definitely the intro that they're really trying to like throw out. I probably would have enjoyed it more if it wasn't modern day and if it would have been like back with Brendan Fraser, like, you know, time period.
Like the what was that, the 50s or earlier?
Yeah.
30s, maybe? 30s to 40s?
30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed it.
It couldn't have been the 30s because I was on set of World War II.
Well, like, yeah, 40s and 50s.
But I enjoyed it. I probably, or actually, no, I will go watch the other ones. I probably won't ever go watch this. No, I might go watch it once or twice to remember some of the stuff. I still like Brendan Fraser's Mummy better. I like The Mummy 2 better.
Yeah. Even with the Scorpion King, even with those horrible graphics, it was a better
for
movie.
The time. Yeah, no, actually, I thought Mummy 2 was better than The Mummy because they did a good enough job with the introduction, and The Mummy 2 just ran with that. But I kept wanting to call her a Knox on the Moon. And I wanted the line, I hate mummies.
Or do you think it was in the 30s?
Yeah, I think it was before World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Brendan Fraser's better.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters were more rounded, I think, in the older version than the newer one.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, like, yeah, B or B, like.
Yeah. Are you changing your score a little? Yeah. You're like,
Now it's like a C+.
It would be, if you go watch it in theaters, it's enjoyable. If you watch it afterwards, I don't think you're going to miss it.
It's probably a movie theater movie, I think. I think it's, if you're going to catch it, you should probably catch it in the theater.
Okay, enough action, enough big.
So.
Okay.
I think so.
Don't worry about it in 3D. Go watch it in 2D.
Well, I say that about it every
yeah,
day.
It's good in 3D.
Did you get your bucket of popcorn?
Heck yeah. Like? Oh, yeah, and I used a straw to get the butter down in there, and it fits the regular straws. It gets in there just fine. You're going to need some napkins, though, because it gets your hand a little greasy, but I didn't notice a difference. So
you didn't or did?
Did not.
Oh.
No.
So the greasy popcorn was...
Well, I put the butter in there and...
And I guess we're going to finish things up with famous last words.
Yeah, no more cinematic universes.
I agree, it's overdone. It's all over the place. You're just flinging left and right the cinematic universes, and yeah, you just need Marvel to do their thing, get it over with, and yeah, then that's it. That's it.
That was a lot of words for your last word.
Well, they didn't say the famous last 50 words.
Or less.
Yeah. You know, technically, every word I've ever spoken up till my death is my famous last words. As long as I regard them as famous to the end. Someone, I guess it's a perspective thing.
I don't think they're famous unless they're recorded.
Or quoted.
It could be quoted. My famous last words are, I hate you, Ted.
You should become a woofer and then come to Idaho and become a potato peasant.
Potato peasant woofer.
You know what the greatest franchise movie will be? Bethesda's.